Now, the San Jose Sharks Locker Room Report with Dan Rusinowski.
On Friday, July 26th, San Jose Sharks general manager Mike Grier announced that the club has signed forward Thomas Bortolo to a one-year, two-way contract. Bortolo, who is 22 years of age, appeared in 27 games with the Sharks last season and registered 6 goals and 5 assists in those contests. He was 5th on the club with 4 power play goals on the year, 3 of them coming in the final 21 games of the season. Bortolo scored his first National Hockey League goal on October 14th against Colorado, and he tallied his first NHL multi-point effort with a pair of goals on March 9th versus Ottawa. After the contract signing was announced, Thomas Bortolo met with the media.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining. We have Thomas Bortolo with us. Use the raise hand function if you have questions for him. So with that said, someone go ahead, raise your hand and we'll get going. Max, go ahead.
Hey, Thomas, first of all, congratulations on the contract.
Thank you.
Obviously it's a little late into the summer to get this done. You know, I don't know how much it factored into it, but just what is your thought process, you know, taking this long? I don't know if that was planned or just kind of when you got to it. What was your confidence level going into these discussions?
Yeah, I think it was just a slow process, really. There wasn't any hurry on my side, and I don't think there was any hurry on the Sharks side. And, I was doing my thing here in Montreal, working out, skating, and whenever that moment was going to happen, it was going to happen. And it eventually did. Obviously, there's crazy times during the summer with the free agency and the draft and everything. So I knew I wasn't expecting to have them, put all their thoughts into me when all of that's going on. I wouldn't want them to. So, it was just a good communication throughout the whole time. But yeah, it just was a slow process.
For yourself, you mentioned you're in Montreal, and what has your off season been like in terms of training and getting ready for another season and a big training camp for yourself?
Yeah, it's been huge. I mean, first thing was getting healthy. I've been battling injuries in the last 2 years, and so first thing was is my first big summer that I had really to really take care of that properly, and it's been awesome. I've been skating with a good group of guys here. My dad's running the skates, obviously he knows what he does really well, so the skates are amazing. The gym is really needed at this time, obviously, so it's been good to just spend a lot of time there and work out with my guy, Bobby Owen here. So it's been awesome.
For yourself, a lot of changes to the Sharks and a lot of new players coming in. You had a strong finish to last season. What do you need to do in training camp to impress to make the team once again?
Yeah, just show what I can do. I honestly don't think they saw the full me yet. And, I'm excited to just keep showing them that what happened last year wasn't just temporary. I can bring that back and more, this next season. So I'm excited to get going. I'm excited to start showing off a little bit what I worked so hard for.
Obviously the number one pick in the draft and this young core and all these guys of you and William and Fabian and now Macklin and Will and all these guys coming in. How exciting is it to be, around that? I mean, you've been here since, arguably the beginning of the rebuild. You've seen a lot of players come and go, and now you're starting to see a core form. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, it's definitely, you see a lot of changes. I mean, I've only been pro 2 years, and I've seen a lot of guys move. But, I haven't been around them that much yet. Obviously, Celebrini and Smitty, I haven't really had the chance to play with them yet. But, I'm excited to be around them. They're great guys. I know that because we've got a lot of friends in common. So, I think it's going to bring a lot of energy, a lot of positivity, and a lot of, eagerness and life to the rink. And, it's been like that in the past, obviously, with Eki and myself. We're always eager to get there. But having more of that will be even more awesome.
Last one for me here. You and I have talked a little bit about the college route to the NHL. Will Smith, Macklin, Celebrini, what does their college careers, from what you've seen with his video statistics and their skills, outwardly, have you seen will allow them to be successful NHL players?
I mean, everything. I think college hockey is definitely really hard. And, when you can have success, not just know, not just point wise, or not just on the power play, but when you can have success like they had in college, you know, I think it can really translate well into the NHL, hopefully for them. And you know, I think playing against guys that are 25 years old, you know, a year old, and it's different. It's different than, you know, just being in junior and everything. So they kind of have that experience of playing against older guys already. So it's not new territory too much, even if obviously you get starstruck here and there. But I think that's probably the biggest advantage, just really experience.
Awesome. Thanks, Thomas.
Thank you.
Chang.
Hey Thomas, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Oh, all right, all right. I saw this video that of you hitting a lot of posts. What was that all about?
Yeah, me hitting a lot of posts. It's just a funny time. We have this 3-on-3 league every Tuesday night with all the NHL guys in the area. So it's really good. It's a lot of fun, and it's for a good cause. So you know, they pack it with fans, and it goes to a good cause. So it's always fun. Every summer we get that. So we get those Tuesday night game nights to you know, kind of keep the game aspect a little bit.
Right. It's good to get the post out of the way right now, right before the season.
Exactly. I'm keeping the goals for the season.
Who else plays in that league?
Oof. I mean, I need a list. Pierre-Luc Dubois, a bunch of Montreal guys, Carrier, who's can I think of? Letang, Beauvillier, the Joseph brothers. Anyways, a lot of
Yeah,
guys.
a
Yeah, a
lot of
lot.
guys. Does Mark Edward ever show up for those, or no? He's
Oh,
off going to watch football games and stuff, soccer games.
well, Pickles is a little far from here. It's like a 2-hour drive.
Oh,
So
is he? Okay.
yeah, but I think he, at his age, I don't think he needs to do those 3-on-3 games.
You mentioned you know, wanting to show the full you. You know, what haven't we seen yet from you?
I think it's just how much I can use my speed in a game and how I can drive offense. I think you know, I haven't done that enough in the past. I'm excited to do it more, and you know, whatever way they need me to do it, you know, I'm excited to start doing it. And like I said, like, you know, I just wasn't feeling 100% in my body, and I was playing you know, obviously a little, I feel like a little cautious in the past years. So now I'm kind of excited to have that out of the way and be all out.
You mentioned the injuries. Like, what were you dealing with going into last summer and the summer before that? Just generally, like what was sort of like preventing you from maybe training at 100% for the full summer?
Slower body stuff.
And there was that stuff that just like both summers were lower body stuff and just accrued over the season kind of thing.
No, it was just really usage, like, because you know, I had that one summer where I did, you know, the Def Camp, the World Junior Camp, World
Oh, sure.
Junior, then World Championship, and that was a lot of skating. And you know, after the whole Michigan year, and then playing with the Sharks, and then going there, going there, going there. So that was a lot for me. I think it kind of started there, but you know. Anyways, it's in the past, and now I'm ready to go.
Great, great. And is the mess, I don't know if you've talked with Ryan Warsawski yet, but is his message to you, if you've spoken to him, is it any different than David Quinn's, or is it about the same message to you?
I mean, I think it's obviously a little bit different, right? Because you know, David when Quinny was here, he came from outside of the team and everything,
Right.
compared to Warsaw, who's been there. So is definitely more familiar grounds, even if I knew Cooney before he came. But you know, Warsaw spent a lot of time with him, and you know, we've been around each other. So it's no, it was just a good talk. It was catching up on the summer and how everything was going, and it was pretty laid back. But yeah, we're kind of wanting to keep all the hockey stuff for closer to the camp.
Okay. And you signed a 1-year contract. Was there a desire to do something a little longer term, or is this 1 year a good one because you can, you know, this is kind of a show me contract this year. Show them what you can do and get out potentially, hopefully, a bigger deal.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think it was just kind of a good compromise to what we both wanted. You know, I personally, I don't want to see a Sharks roster without me in it. You know, I love the city, I love the fans, I love the people working at the rink. I love the staff from the Sharks. You know, I want to be a part of this. I wanted to work here. So, I'm just, you know, whether it was a 1 year or a 2 year or whatever, I just really want to make this work.
And you said that you haven't talked with Warsawski so much about the hockey aspect. Have you talked with Mike Greer or even your exit interviews? What was the sort of hockey message from either kind of, either place, exit interview or Mike Greer at some point this summer?
I mean, obviously they liked my progression. They liked what they saw at the end of the year. And it was all about, get healthy, get faster, get stronger. And, come into camp with that same energy.
And you wear number 17. Of course, Macklin Celebrini has worn 17 for a lot of his life. Did Macklin ever reach out to you and ask about, your thoughts of trading that number, selling that number to him, anything like that?
No, he hasn't reached out for that. I think it was, I saw someone say that he wanted 71 anyways. So I don't know if he wanted 17 and maybe he didn't take it because I had it. I have no idea if that was the question. I love 17, but worst case scenario, I probably would have gotten the 71 because it was one of the two. So he didn't reach out, no.
Okay, well, that's good anyway, because a lot of 71 jerseys have been sold, so it'll be confusing if
I know. I see some Bordello 23, some 17s, and then if I
you can go back to 34, right?
Exactly, yeah.
All right, thanks a lot, Thomas.
Thank you.
Curtis?
Hey, Thomas, thanks for doing this today. Congrats on the new deal here. When you do look back at last season, what clicked for you? What was the difference for you as far as maybe the first half of the season and the second half?
I think the first half of the season was probably just, I think I was focusing on the wrong things in general. We were losing a lot. We were, I wasn't playing that well and everything. It was kind of just a loop of I want to help this team win, but at the same time, you can play better, but how do you play better? Whatever. It was just a lot of things at the same time, especially with the start of the season that we had. And I think compared to second half, where I was just kind of in a different mindset, felt like I knew more what I needed to do to succeed, pinpointing them more. And I've just been trying to applicate them as best I could, and it worked. So I just want to keep adding more points to, how successful I can be.
Anything maybe specific that worked for you, and do you kind of have to carry that into camp this year?
Personally, just using my vision a lot more. I feel like I lost a part of that in my game somewhere along the way. I've always been a playmaker, and now I've been scoring more goals than being a playmaker. I don't want to change that necessarily, but just saying that, scanning more without the puck, knowing more what's around me, like at all time, compared to, in my life in the past, I was able to get the puck. And then because I had a good hockey IQ, I was able to make a good play after having the puck. But, now you got to know what you're going to do before having it. So that's kind of been the biggest part for me.
Okay. It's obviously the Sharks, like you said, a lot of additions, a lot of young guys coming into the organization. Does part of you though look at it and say, okay, where do I fit in? You kind of look at the depth chart and all the forwards they brought in, the guys who can play center. Does that enter it off for you at all? Just looking at kind of where you stand within the organization right now.
No, I'm showing up there and giving my best hockey I got, and the rest's not up to me.
How do you, you're pretty comfortable playing on the wing last season, it seemed like. Is that kind of your process right now, just thinking about playing in that position right now, or do you still see yourself as a centerman, or how do you approach things?
No, I'm comfortable, but I'm not just comfortable. I'm really enjoying it too. I mean, I miss taking faceoffs, but at the same time, I was able to take, every faceoff on the power play. So it was a win-win for me. I enjoyed that aspect of the game that I never really got to see before, because I was always a center. And you know, left wing, right wing, enjoying both actually. So yeah, I've only been tried on the right, I think, maybe on the left a couple times. The opposite. I've been tried on the left mostly and a little bit on the right. But both sides, I really enjoy it. So yeah.
We were talking to Henry Thrun yesterday, and he said he was listening at 190 pounds, but he said he's over 200 right now. What are you at weight wise right now, and kind of what do you hope to come into camp as camp gets underway, I guess?
Right. I mean, I want to play around 180. I don't want to be any heavier than that. If I'm any heavier than that, it's going to go to 185, and that's it. You know, my game is to be quick, strong, you know, powerful in my quickness and my, you know, in my twitch and my, how quick I can go from side to side and, you know, shift my weight. So I don't need to be heavy for that. And I don't want to be heavy for that, because otherwise I'll definitely slow down. But, you want to have that strength to win battles and everything. So, just putting that all in and having the leanest, 185 pound body I can get.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. You're listed as 175. So I just wanted to get enough.
Yeah. That's like when I really cut like food for a couple of days. So I think I'm more like around 180 in general.
Okay. Okay. So what does the next month kind of look like for you? When do you sort of get back into San Jose and get to know some of the new teammates here? What does the next sort of month, you know, 5-6 weeks look like for you?
Well, obviously it's a lot of working out, a lot of skating, but no, I'll probably go to San Jose around early September and, you know, start settling in for camp. But, you know, luckily I got my place there, so I don't need to move stuff too much. Everything's just waiting for me there. So I'll probably go there around early September and then maybe skate a couple times before camp if I get there early. But yeah, for the next month, it's really just, working out mode and you know, trying to get better. And I'm actually going for a 2-day trip to go see my sister at college, just for her first soccer game there of the year. So that, and then the rest of the time it's here in Montreal grinding.
Okay. Well, what school is that?
She goes to NC State. She's a soccer player there. She's D1. She's really good. So she's a striker, and she's going into her sophomore year. So I didn't get to go see her play as a freshman. So that pissed me off a little bit. So now I'm going for him.
All right. All right. And did you expect this? I mean, Mike Greer has said it quite a few times. He expects this to be the most competitive camp, you know, since he's become GM here. Is that kind of your expectation as well, that this is going to be the most competitive camp since you turned pro?
Probably. I mean, I've, you know, I feel like every camp's really competitive, but, you know, he's definitely seen more camps than me. So maybe there's another level we can get to. And yeah, I'm excited. I mean, you know, you never really go into a camp thinking you're not going to go there and compete your balls off. So that was my mindset going into it anyways. And, you know, the rest is whatever the other guys decide to do. But, you know, what I can bring is my compete. And yeah, I'm excited about that.
All right. Thanks, Thomas. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, we have Thomas for a couple more minutes here. If anyone has questions, just a reminder to use the raised hand function. Dan, go ahead.
Thomas, congratulations on the new deal. Secondly, I just wanted to ask you about, you know, this seems like the roster is pretty set for coming up to training camp. There's always opportunities for a couple of tweaks, but just as a forward, I thought that I'd like to address the importance of having guys like Barkley Goodrow with 2 Stanley Cups, Delandria with cup experience, and Grundstrom coming in to join people like Logan and Mikael Granlund and Nico Sturm, who have that experience. How much that's going to be a benefit to a player like yourself?
Oh, it's going to be awesome. You know, like obviously throughout my time here, I was able to have like great leaders. You know, I started off with Bernsey and Cooch. You know, Cooch is still here, obviously, but you know, Bernsey, and then him leaving, and you know, then Dukes, and then him leaving too, and now to have more veteran experience too coming in, and you know, having Granny and Cooch already settled in, but you know, having that new experience with Toffoli and Wennberg and Goodrow and all those guys, it's definitely going to be a big plus for myself and for the younger guys too. It's newly experienced guys that, you know, it's the guys that you get to see for the first time in the day to day. So it's always good learning.
How have you become a better hockey player in the last year away from the puck? And what more work are you paying attention to for that this coming season?
Personally, without the puck, I think it's just understanding the pro game better. And that came with games. And, you know, I think it's just doing better and better. And it was just really just reads and mindset and the way I think or see myself before the game, the way I visualize. So it's been huge. But it's all a mindset thing for me, I feel like.
Thanks a lot. Congrats.
Thanks, Dan.
All right. Are there any more questions? Okay, Thomas, thank you for your time. Thanks, everyone, for joining. If we have any more news, we'll be in touch. Have a good day, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for today's media session. I'm Dan Rusinowski.
This is a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.